KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and little animals gathered by the radio, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. One of the things we do on the show is take a look at other places' success stories. Today, we're going to be talking with Bill Kuntz of the BLM and about the Redding Trail System. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. So, Bill, thanks for taking the time to chat with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for inviting me.
You bet. So, Redding has got a reputation as trails success story.
Well, I guess it's kind of evolved into that over the years.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like to say one thing. I was over there riding in McKinleyville at Thanksgiving, and there's some great riding in your country there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is, you were on the Hammond Trail, I assume.
Well, this was back up behind town there, and I think it was just a lot of logging roads and stuff, but a lot of the locals there, I was with one of their, I guess, Revolution Bicycles guy that was up there, ran into him, and we just had a heck of a good time with some of my relatives that live in that area.
Awesome.
Hi.
But anyway, yeah, in Redding here, well, as we sometimes say, we've had a trail renaissance for multi-use trails, meaning equestrian, mountain biking, hiking, running, any type of thing like that. Started around 2000, the year 2000, that we first kind of established the Sacramento River Rail Trail, about 8 miles of old railroad bed coming from Shasta Dam down towards Redding. And our ultimate goal was to link to the iconic, our centerpiece here, the Sundial Bridge. And, you know, that was our first big push to put that system together, as the city had already been working on trail systems throughout town.
So, I mean, that's not that long. I mean, from 2000 to now, 14 years, and you guys have got a lot accomplished. We were talking off air. You've got like over 100 miles of trails, right?
Yeah, you know, there was a lot of people that just came together over the years. Back in 2001, we worked with some of the Park Service folks who have a assistance group that goes out and meets with communities, and we established this group of folks. We called it the Shasta Trinity Trails Connection. It was all of the agencies and nonprofits and clubs and such that came together and kind of put together a loose plan of where we would like to go over the years, essentially tying into a lot of the existing trails within the city and some of the trails that were, out in the hills around Redding. A lot of those partners, some of them, we have the luck to have the McConnell Foundation, a philanthropic group here in town that has some pretty good funding available to us. The Redding Foundation, which kind of popped up in front of us and wanted to jump in and start building trails on the lands around Redding here. Shasta County, the city of Redding, numerous local groups. We also had resource conservation districts, Western Shasta Resource Conservation District here that went for grant dollars. So everyone was just throwing, their shoulders into it and going after dollars, donating time, donating money. And we were kind of the, middleman kind of. We had the property, we had the land, and we did all the background work, the environmental work, trying, making sure that got done, and just kept pushing, using a lot of other volunteers. We also have those other volunteers called Cal Fire inmates, and we made great use of a lot of inmate time. Of course, they kind of like being out there in the woods cutting trails, too, in the off-season when there aren't fires and burning the brush. And a lot of these trails also double as fuel breaks. So they're, the community, these trails go through communities out in the hills around Redding, and they can be also used as fuel breaks, or, in case, that wildfire starts in the hills around here.
So getting these all these trails built, and it sounds like you had multiple funding sources, which is just fantastic, and that really is the way to go, because there's just no one gets anything funded by one source anymore. With all the trails that you have now, who pays for all the upkeep?
Well, first off, our designers, the guys, you know, my staff and some of the locals that became pretty well schooled on trail building over the years. We looked at all of the, you know, the designs that International Mountain Bike Club or Association had, you know, put documents and books out on. You know, we reviewed all those. We know that we have a particular area here with high rainfall and dry summers, so we have to build these trails to last. So they're done. We try to make them as bulletproof as possible. Of course, we do have a brush issue around here, just like you folks over there. I mean, things grow like crazy, you know. So we have a lot of volunteers who, you know, essentially call us up and, you know, you got anything for us to do this week or next week or next month? We try to set up monthly type volunteer trail maintenance.
So you're saying maintenance is all volunteer?
Well, I wouldn't say all, because there's, you know, some cases we might have to go out with our little dozer trail building, you know, equipment, and, you know, maybe reestablish some drainages, you know, or on the trails and do some things. But for the most part, you know, we try to rely on a lot of you know, volunteer groups.
So for the Sacramento River Trail, and, you know, a lot of that goes through BLM, through BLM land, but other sections go through the county and the city, is that correct?
Well, the city, has, of course, has trails all throughout the city, and we've tried to tie all of ours into the city. We have had to acquire, you know, easements across private property, and in most cases, well, in all cases so far, those individuals have given us those easements because, you know, they've been happy to see trails go through the area, and there is some protection for them, you know, with the state law, what is it, the 862 Civil Code that provides them some protection, you know, against lawsuits and liability. So we've had pretty good success with the individuals that have private property that we have to cross, you know.
And so does the, for that whole Sacramento River Trail and all the connections, does the city maintain their section and BLM maintains their section, or what kind of cooperative agreements do you have in place?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it's cut. You know, city has their hands full. You know, they mostly maintain paved trails coming out of the city that connect into us. We do have some, BLM does have some paved trail sections. You know, those are fairly long-lasting. You know, for the most part, you can go 10-plus years before you have to do much other than sweeping the pine needles and leaves off them from time to time, you know, remove a tree. But, yeah, we pretty much take care of our own, you know, with our city uses a lot of CCC, you know, California Conservation Corps, for a lot of their trail construction and maintenance and things like that. But, yeah, and, you know, our staff and our volunteers, you know, try to take care of, you know, the BLM sections as much as they can.
Yeah. Well, I was up riding on all of the trails around Redding a couple months ago, and I was amazed that I really literally could ride all day on my touring bike and go on all different surfaces of trails, and I was really impressed with the diversity of options, the amount of people out, and all different sorts of things happening, biking and strollers and running and rollerblading, and at all different times, you know, of the day. But I was really impressed also at a lot of the trails that seem to either follow older logging or mining roads, and more mining ditches, and just thinking about there was a lot of kind of past infrastructure that was able to be used and kind of restored for you know, trails now.
Yeah, and some of our volunteers actually helped us find some of those old ditches that had faded away. They were old mining ditches, a lot of them, that carried water from mine to mine or, you know, from one creek to another and for workings around here, and they were, a lot of them were just forgotten about. We had to go in there and cut them out, cut the brush out of them again to make them usable as a trail, but they do work pretty nicely for that. And then there's numerous sections of narrow-gauge railroad that were used between mining camps and such around here, and then, of course, some of the railroad grades. So, yeah, we had an opportunity to use some of that. A lot of the old logging and mining roads, too, had to be abandoned because a lot of times they just made them too steep back then.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, Bill. Since the commitment to trails that Redding has really gone through, have you seen a increase in tourism or any changes to how people use Redding, basically?
Yeah, we've noticed that more folks, especially from Oregon or Washington, in the wintertime, we have, fairly good weather in the wintertime, and they can come down here, load up the bicycles or the horses or the canoe or what have you, and they can do all sorts of stuff down here in the wintertime. Some of our trails are along some of our reservoirs, and so that is catching on pretty well. And we kind of have seen it economically because with the economic downturn in 08, 09, we actually, the mountain bike sales in this area increased. We did not lose any sporting goods stores. Matter of fact, we're still putting them on.
Wow.
They just opened another big chain. But all of our mom-and-pop bike stores, they stayed put. They're still here. They're still selling bikes. They're doing well. So, where we've lost to many other parts of the economy here. We did not lose that recreation section. And, of course, the Sundial Bridge, the icon here in town, is a big draw, and they can come for that and then enjoy the links to backcountry and the hills around here.
That's certainly good news.
Yeah, well, and so just thinking of comparing Redding and the Humboldt Bay area, it's great that there's so many active partners, not only kind of jurisdictions and volunteer groups, but also funders in the local Redding area that have really come together and seen this as a mission and all work towards it. But also of having the BLM here locally in Humboldt is very proactive with trails, but the BLM lands are a little bit more or less near larger population areas, so down in the King Range or up at Lax Creek. And in both places, there are great trail systems and multipurpose trails. But it's a wonderful opportunity that in Redding, there's the BLM land and the great partnership with BLM right out from the city. And so that was what I was really impressed with, and just of how land history, happens of like, oh, well, that's great for Redding, and that's such an opportunity.
Yeah, it is kind of different for us to have BLM to have so much land near town here, but that since this was an old mining town, that's the way things kind of panned out, so to speak.
No pun intended.
Yeah, because most of the time the mining claims didn't get patented out to private property, so they remained in public ownership, and we've kind of capitalized on that. And then our planning, our master plans for the BLM land around here is to block up along the creek bottoms and dispose of our lands and kind of in the hills where they're chopped up pieces of leftover public land, trade them out for high value, high recreation, high wildlife habitat lands along the creeks in those areas. So we continue to kind of build on that.
Well, it's exciting to see the renaissance, as you put it, of trails in the Redding area. And I would encourage anyone listening who has not enjoyed the extensive trail system in the Redding area to head over there and check it out, especially this time of year.
Yeah, it's been great, actually, dusty over here. So
there's been no rain. There's been no rain. It has been a little bit dry, but that's a different story.
So, Bill, what is next for the Redding area and trails?
Well, we're working on another linkage to our Sacramento River Trail, River and River Rail Trail. Those two kind of are, they connect to each other. And we'll be doing roughly about a 10-mile loop into our Rock Creek drainage, tying into the Shasta Guild property, which is another partner that we have, and they're trying to establish kind of a little interpretive center out by Old Shasta, the Shasta Historic Park, the old town of Old Shasta, the old mining town out there. So this trail will connect kind of Old Shasta to Redding, the Redding Trail System, the Sacramento River Trail System. And it does have a trail going through some of the area already out to Old Shasta, a paved trail, which goes through a beautiful canyon. But we'll be tying in a number of mountain bike, a little more aggressive trails going up into the hills, still usable by 90% of the people, mountain bikers. But it'll add another really interesting loop through the Rock Creek drainage. And we're starting on that. We're just getting that planning going right now.
Great.
The partners lined up. We had some money lined up from the McConnell Foundation, Redding Foundation, and some other partners.
Great. I think I ended up taking that that road up Rock Creek drainage for that trail, and then ended up at Old Shasta and was amazed at, wow, it's not really that far to Whiskeytown National Recreation Area.
Yeah.
And just the tie-in to all of the trail system out there, like, wow, this is a jewel of an area.
Yeah, we would eventually like to get a bike lane in from Old Shasta right up to the Whiskeytown Visitor Center. That's a tough one, and they're very expensive to put that in. But we're working with the Park Service trying to get something going on that.
Fantastic.
Cool. Great.
Well, we are just about out of time. Is there anything we haven't touched on that we need to cover before we wrap?
No, thank you very much, Bill, for being on the show. And it's great to hear about all the trails in Redding and how that's really been a great partnership of a lot of local organizations and people. Here locally, the North Coast Railroad Authority is meeting here in Humboldt this week. So meeting Wednesday at 10:30 at the Board of Supervisors Chambers. And there will be an update from Caltrans on the Safety Corridor Improvement Project. There's going to be an update on East-West Rail Route feasibility study and an update on Timber Heritage Society work in Humboldt. So if anyone is continuing to be interested in following NCRA, they will be here this week, Wednesday at 10:30 at the Board of Supervisors Chambers.
And we definitely need to cover what happens at that meeting next time on Happy Trails.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Bill, thanks again for taking the time to talk with us today.
Okay, thanks for having me.
We'll have to head over to Redding and enjoy the system, which you already have, Emily. Sounds really wonderful.
I can't wait to go back, though, actually.
All right. Well, this conversation, as all conversations on Happy Trails, you will find a podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.